Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Oh, my goodness, folks. Don't understand what's going on out there, but I'll tell you what. People are back out and about, to say the least. I just got back home from running around taking care of business here. And I'm telling you what, every place I looked, it was busy. So it's a good place to be in America today, but we need not forget what we need to do in these times. Just wanted to let you know, again, with all the information coming out, again, what do we have? We have those that are called to be the moral compass of society. What are they doing? They're acting in the opposite fashion in which they should be acting. What am I talking about? Well, here, let me show you this one. It reminds me of Franklin Graham. Remember Franklin Graham says, love your neighbor as yourself, go out and get your shot? Well, I guess we got an Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby. He's puzzled by those that are not going along with the narrative. Well, let's check out and see what old Mr. Justin Welby has to say.
It's not about me and my rights. Now, obviously, there are some people who, for health reasons, can't be vaccinated. Different question. But it's not about me and my rights to choose. It's about how I love my neighbor. To love one another, as Jesus said, get vaccinated, get boosted. I practice sin well, but I'm not very good at judging it. Sin or not, I would say, let's be positive. Go and do it.
Let's go do it. Let's just trust that government that we're actually supposed to protest right now. You know, I mean, Scripture proves over and over that's exactly what we should be doing. But what is the church saying today? You need to go out there and you need to just, come on, just do your part. Come on, just go along to get along. Just go ahead and close those eyes and blindly follow the lead of the Nazis of the day. That's what we should be called to do today, right? Now, as a matter of fact, I want people to understand, scripturally, you cannot love your neighbor until you first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Okay? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments, 1 John 5:2. Also read previously to that last scripture, Matthew 22, verse 37. You cannot love your neighbor until you love the Lord God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. You can also take it to the Old Testament if you'd like to. That's Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. Until He has your heart, until He has everything concerning who you are, I'll tell you what, friends, you have no love to give to anybody, because that love does not come from your carnal nature. It comes from the Holy Ghost. Read Romans 5, 5 when you get a moment as well. Now listen, friends, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, do so. Just had a video the other day that went almost, we're at 97,000 right now, so we totally appreciate that. And been up in the 50s and the high, low 60s lately, just on one outlet since we've been shut down by Facebook. Yes, we've been shut down by Facebook in our public page, and that was 737,000 friends. It's been blocked up for the last 2 to 3 years now, so that would have easily been up to 2 to 3 to 5 million people without a shadow of a doubt. But if if you want to check us out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go to that page, go right to the top of the page where it says SOL Radio Live, and go ahead and subscribe onto that page. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. Also, when you get a moment, also check out Before It's News, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the top left side of that page as well. You can find us right there. You got to go ahead and clip that button, and then when you clip it, you will see us, and you will find us there, beforeitsnews.com. Also, friends, Bradley's schedule is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bradley's schedule is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We are at the point of Christmas Eve. Praise God. Read Isaiah 9:6 when you get a moment, and you will understand the reason for the season. But with that said, friends, go to the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Thank you for the orders. We totally appreciate it. The ministry is making zero money from that, so please do not forget about this ministry, especially in November and December. That's usually the hardest part and times for ministries because, obviously, of what's going on concerning the Christmas season. So do consider being a son or a daughter of Liberty, friends. Please keep us out there. We're going to be in Michigan next month. Halfway through the month, we'll be at five different locations that we know of right now. I just got picked up by another one in Michigan yesterday. I suspect we're going to pick up another one or two locations in the process. We'll also be back out in Wisconsin. And looks like Iowa, we're coming, man. Been looking for that, looking for a reason to come your way for a long time now. Totally be good to be back in Iowa and Kansas City. We'll see what transpires from that point on. South Dakota looks like it's back in scopes for the springtime as well. So if you want a book, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, friends, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Truly. That we follow the Christ here. We got some good news here. If anybody wants some good news, I can give you a little of that before I give you the bad news, and I usually do it the other way around. But we see right now from our friends over at Ron Paul's place, he's got some good information, and we appreciate a lot of the stuff that they give us, and we want to go ahead and share it with you concerning what's happening with some of the big tech companies. I'm sorry, not the big tech companies, but some of the bigger transportation companies that are now standing up and saying, we're done with all of that. We're not going to play the games anymore. Let's go over and see what it is that Ron Paul himself has to say concerning Amtrak, who just backed off of all of this federal government overreach. Check this out. Oh, wow. Let's check this out.
There's also a good news story. Amtrak, which went full Karen on the vax mandates and everything, well, they realize it's not that great because they don't have anyone to run their trains. Breaking, Amtrak suspends vaccine mandate and no longer expects to have to cut some service. So what happened is that they put in this mandate and all of a sudden they were facing losing a lot of people to work there, and then they had to cut their routes way back. And that doesn't look good when they come to Congress begging for money. So they said, oh, that's right. The Fifth Circuit overturned that, so we're going to back down and suspend it.
But you see exactly what they did. What they did was a good thing for making our argument that they changed it from vaccination to just having a negative COVID test.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's not perfect.
Not perfect.
But the whole thing is it did change, so they did back off about the vaccination.
Yeah.
And I think a lot
Okay, well, it's a good first start, friends. We're going to take a hard break. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this hard break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Wow, this is insanity. I'm trying to pull up something that just came to mind that people must be aware of. I actually did my homework, and I was seeking out a video that gave us information as to where to go to on a website to find out how much our local hospitals are making because they've been bribed to play the Judas to their people, Luke 22:48. I want to show this to you, why we're going there. I don't know, but we'll just follow the lead, Romans 8:14. And in the process, again, I want you to check this out, because you do need to understand that your administrators, your doctors and your nurses, your coroners and the such, so on and so forth, are being paid by the federal government. The federal government is stealing your tax dollars, and they are bribing the hospitals to basically uphold their unconstitutional mandates against the people that are actually working to pay the taxes, which only shows us that our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32:23. Now, with that said, I want you to see this video, because I'm going to give you the numbers when I get back off of from showing you the video. You'll hear the audio as well concerning those that are listening to us in 154 cities. But again, I want you to listen carefully, because you need to do your own due diligence. Because if you want to find out what's happening in this country, that's all you merely have to do, friends, is follow the money trail. Really, that's all you have to do. Let's check this out.
You know how people like to accuse doctors of getting payouts from Big Pharma? Did you know that there's a database that discloses all this information to the public for free? And it's mandated by federal law. It's called the Sunshine Act. Whoa. You want to know if your doctor's getting paid off by Big Pharma, you can just look them up. Let me show you how. And here's the website. Right here. You put their name right there. And it gives you all the goods. Which companies are paying them, how much they're getting paid, when they got the money. It's all there. Find out for yourself if we're getting paid off. It's all right there. Sunshine Act.
Okay, so you've seen that for yourself. And now what I want to do is I want to give you this website address. It is openpaymentsdata.com. I'm breaking it up in syllables for you. openpaymentsdata.cms.gov/. I'll give it to you again. openpaymentsdata.cms.gov/. Now, when I go to that, what I do is I type in locally the hospital that's closest to me, and I want to see exactly how much money is being paid out concerning my local hospital. Well, what I did is I did that, and guess what, friends? Lo and behold, $13 million coming from the government. Okay, this is coming from their page. I'm on their page right now. Okay, open payments right here. And when I did my due diligence, I found out that that's exactly what is going on. So I would have you cross-check everything I'm telling you. Find out locally concerning what it is your hospitals are receiving from the federal government concerning the monies to continuously pay off those administrators, those doctors and those nurses and those said coroners. And I've gone over this, but you know what? It's not tedious for me to do it again in the sense of understanding that they're incentivized, and I'm talking about the administrators, to get you to take a PCR test. They're incentivized. The doctors and nurses are, if they admit you into the hospital, it's got to be for COVID. Don't forget that. It's got to be for COVID. As well, friends, the doctors and nurses are also incentivized by that money. They're bought and paid for as they're playing the Judas against the people they're supposed to serve. And it's interesting that if they're put on a mechanical ventilator, they're incentivized. The coroners, if somebody dies in the hospital, regardless of how they die, they could be decapitated. If they put on the death record, the manufactured death record that they died of COVID, the coroner gets incentivized. Okay, so you have to understand what's being played out here, friends, in front of your face. I found out that there was $13 million going into our local hospital. Did you hear what I said? $13 million. And that, by the way, that was one payout. That was just one payout. And it showed all the companies that were being paid out by the federal government to continue on with this whole charade, this pandemic. So this is just in part of what's going on here, friends, in the country. And what we need to do, again, is wake up to what is happening right in front of our faces. Again, that's all you have to do is follow the money. And when you follow the money, you're going to understand exactly what is in fact happening. I also wanted to show you this really quick before we get to politicians found buying stock in the pandemic. And I'm actually looking forward to this because many of the people that are buying stock in Big Pharma, these are people on what you would call the right, unconstitutionally, that are actually put up as the good guys to you, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who actually has bought stock into Big Pharma. So if you want to know why the good guys, the Republicans, aren't stopping the pandemic, is because they've invested into the pandemic. And again, I don't know how many different ways I need to tell the American people, those that have been put up as the good guys in America, especially in the American government, on the federal level and on the state levels, you better keep in mind, friends, there's a reason they're doing that. They're doing that to deceive the people. If you read 2 Corinthians 11:15, what does it tell us? It says that Satan has transformed himself into the ministers of what? And angels of righteousness. Okay? They're not going to come to you with a fork in their hand, a big red tail, and that of big red ears sticking out on each side or horns coming out of the top of their head saying, hey, we're here to help. No, that's not what they do. They play it the same way many in the church are playing it. And the Bible is clear in the book of John chapter 10 that the voice of a stranger we will not follow. And if we knew the word of God, we'd also know the voice of a stranger that we are not to follow. We're to follow the good shepherd. That's why we hold to his word. But I want to show you what the church is doing. And if you want an explanation as to why we're in trouble in this country today, this will explain it. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. And yes, the church is called to be the light of society, but what happens when they allow what you're about to see now? They are allowing, friends, transgenders, as they call them, to preach from the pulpits. Men dressed as women, in the churches, okay? This is why the world is doing it, okay? And also keep in mind the CIA is involved in corrupting that as well. So don't act like the CIA in this particular situation are the good guys. Nope, they've infiltrated the church through and through. But the fact of the matter is the church should have been doing their job, because if they were following the Christ, the good guys wouldn't have a leg to stand on in the church. But this is what it states. The Lutheran Church offers drag queen prayer time to children. I'm not making this up. What God calls an abomination, they have now had them at the pulpits. And I'm talking about a man that wants you to believe that he's a woman, and vice versa. And isn't it interesting, folks, that they even testify against themselves? The women get men's haircuts. You know, they call them the butches, right? They act like the man. And lesbians dress up like boys, and one of them's the man and one of them's the woman. And isn't it interesting, you look at the men, and what do they act like? They act like the women. And I'm telling you what, it's just not a good place to put yourself. That is what you call spitting towards heaven. But I also wanted you to see this, friends, line upon line, precept upon precept. Somebody just sent this to me. If you want to know why you're in trouble, this is just in the state of Minnesota alone. This is just in the state of Minnesota alone. These churches, when they shut down after the pandemic started, by the way, we preached all the way through it. We've never stopped preaching. We'll never stop preaching by the grace of God. And also pay attention, friends, to the preachers that stood up in America. They won the day. They sued the government. It wasn't the other way around. The judges acknowledged that you cannot do that. But where did the church go? Well, they bent the knee to Nebuchadnezzar. And guess what? They sold out their constituents, their congregants, is what they did. I'm just showing you the responsible party again. Look at the payouts that these churches got to shut down. They took the money from the state as they obeyed Caesar, and what did they do? They betrayed the Christ. Is exactly what they did. They betrayed the Christ. This is in the state of Minnesota alone. I mean, we're talking, in some cases, millions of dollars they took from the state as they sold out their congregants. And I think it's very important for everybody to know that if your church shut down during this pandemic, I strongly suggest, my friends, that you get out of that church. And you understand as to why they shut the church down. Because it shows you exactly who they serve. During these times, if there was a virus that was running rampant and killing all these people the way they want you to believe, that's the church's job, friends. I can go to Psalm 91, and I can read off of Psalm 91 and telling you that no weapon formed. Well, that's actually in the book of Isaiah. But I was just thinking of certain scriptures, and I'm going to give them to you in a moment. I'm thinking of Psalm 91, and I'm also thinking of Acts 10:38. Okay, it's our job. We've been given power over all sickness. Read Luke 10:19 when you get a moment. We'll be right back, and we're going to hit our main topic as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are visiting with kids at Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. this Christmas Eve. The couple meeting and reading to children who are receiving care there and their families. The White House saying while it's tradition for the First Lady to visit the hospital the day before Christmas, it was the first time the sitting president also took part. The Bidens also set to spend Christmas at the White House instead of Delaware. With holiday shoppers prowling stores online and in person, holiday sales this year are estimated to be well over $800 billion. The National Retail Federation reports holiday sales from November and December could be up as much as 11.5% from 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Royal Caribbean is tightening its mask policy on board ships. The cruise line notifying passengers of the change this week, saying they will be in effect until January 5th. The move comes as Royal Caribbean deals with COVID-19 outbreaks on several ships. This Christmas could be the warmest in more than 50 or even 100 years for parts of the South Central United States. AccuWeather forecasters saying several cities are tracking toward experiencing their warmest December on record. Dallas, Houston, Oklahoma City, and Tulsa, Oklahoma, Little Rock, Arkansas, and Memphis, Tennessee all stand to match or top record highs for December 25th. AccuWeather senior meteorologist Brett Anderson saying highs in the 70s and 80s will be common for much of the region, which are more typical of early to mid-October. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay. By the way, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you don't mind, I'm going to rewind for a moment, and I'm going to pull up this page. I had to look for it. I didn't know where it went, and it just disappeared. But this is our local page concerning where the money is going. And this coincides, and it's a perfect segue to tee it up for the main topic concerning extra, extra. Politicians found buying stock in plandemic. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to show you this. And if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, or sonsoflibertymedia.com on social media platforms. But I want you to see this. This is general payouts just in my county alone. Okay? $15 million. These are companies that are making general payments. Okay? $1,000, $937, and then it goes down from there. But $20,000 gift. It's pretty telling as to what is taking place here, friends, as to what's going on in local hospitals. Matter of fact, what you might want to do too is get a hold of your local sheriff and let them know to the degree that this fraud is taking place, concerning what's going on in our country if he's not already on board with being in the know concerning the issues in which we're facing today. I want to show you one more video, and then we're going to get back to the main topic here. This was actually in Ireland, and this is important that you see this because I'm hearing more and more of this. I've heard a little bit of this, but I'm hearing more and more of it. Tim Brown, show host for the morning show on sonsoflibertyradio.com, brought this up as well, speaking of Dr. Coffin that he just had on his show the other day, on saying that the virus has not been been proven yet. Well, let's go over to Ireland and see what's actually happening over there, because this is getting really crazy, but again, it's getting very telling, friends.
I am back outside the offices of Tony Holohan here on Bagot Street in South Dublin. And you will be aware that yesterday we were here asking why it was that the HSE, NPHET, the National Public Health Emergency Team, headed up by Tony Holohan and the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, why it was that they had refused to provide an answer to a Freedom of Information request that we had put in several months ago, asking if the Department of Health and the HSE could provide proof that the virus, SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, actually exists, that it has been isolated in a lab. They had broken the legislation in relation to our Freedom of Information request. They had failed to provide a response within the deadline. And yesterday, after I did my stream from here, it obviously got a huge amount of traction all around the country. And this morning, lo and behold, what arrived in our post? Only this letter here from the HSE, which is proof of the answer that we knew that they would have to give.
Listen carefully.
That is that the virus, COVID-19, does not exist.
Well, is she crazy, folks, or is it just me? Because it's interesting to me, friends, that 99.7% of the population can recover from their own immune and their own immune systems. What kind of a pill have the people taken on a global basis? And again, what begs the question is, why are so many of these people being shut down for telling you the truth? I'll tell you where this is going, and I'm going to bring you over to Australia again to offend you, because this has nothing to do with the virus. It has everything to do with control over the lives of the people. And again, I want you to see it for yourself what's going on. This guy in Australia just took a walk with his dog, and look what happened, friends. Look what happened. The cops are walking around, the agents of the state in Australia, enforcing unconstitutional mandates on their people, arresting people for walking their dog. Arresting people for walking their dog. Well, you say to yourself, well, that's no big deal, Bradley. That's in Australia. But what about the video I showed you the other day, friends, concerning a military vet that was in New York, and he was just minding his own business. And what happened? Well, they arrested him, too. And then I showed you a video during the beginning of the week where there was 30 of them that were arrested by the police in New York, because they're figuring out, and I'm sure they have long ago, that this has nothing to do with the virus. This is about compliance by totalitarian methods and means, and by any means necessary. But, you know, the good news is folks in New York are beginning to stand up, and they are beginning to say, absolutely not. See, this is what they're afraid of. This is, again, let me equate it to me, because I can't talk out of school. Let me equate it to my testimony, friends. This is why this is happening. Friends, people are beginning to understand that America, you have a responsibility and you are different. And these said representatives work for us. We do not work for them. They are identifying the tyrants and they are beginning to buck the system. That's why we have been censored so heavily here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Here, let me just say this. Isn't it interesting? All the conservative talking heads, how come they got YouTube channels still? How come their Facebook pages are, they run without being impeded in any sense of the word by Facebook? How is it that Ben Shapiro, how is it that these others like Candace Owens, how is it that they get an audience with the President of the United States of America? But the question that begs, needs to be begged here, friends, is why do they still have a YouTube page? Why is it that they still have a Facebook page? Why is it that they're making millions of dollars? Because it shows you who they serve. They're not a threat to the establishment. Americans, if everybody in this country understood it, there would be an overload on my page every single day. As a matter of fact, I just had somebody call me that I haven't talked to in months. And he said, man, I've been listening. He goes, the more I listen to you, he goes, the more I see what you're saying is exactly right. He goes, I wanted to believe what Trump was doing, going back to Trump, the establishment, to the controlled opposition, friends. He goes, but man, he's really undoing himself, isn't he? I said, no, he's doing now what I've told you he always is. Because again, I'm judging him by his fruit, not by what he says. Okay? He's being booed by the people now. Then he said, you know, I just talked to someone in another part of the state of Minnesota, and he had shared with me the more that they listen to the show, the more they realize that what we have been saying is exactly right. And they say, we didn't want to believe it at first. Well, listen, I'm not here because I'm trying to give anybody a hard time. I'm not here because I applied for this job. I'm here to tell you that in the dark, I can see as clear as day. I can tell you that when the storms are raging, the Lord has given me the ability to see the end and through the storm, and I praise God for that. Because the gifts of the Holy Ghost have not changed. Read Acts 5:32. He's given unto those that obey from the heart. And we do what we do not to get saved. We do what we do because we are saved. But I want to tell you something, friends. People are beginning to understand in America that it's their job to buck the system when it comes to lawlessness. And going back to the point that I was making in New York, it's exactly what's happening, friends. They're beginning to buck the system because they're beginning to identify who the tyrants are. And if you would have listened to the times that I've shared it with the Americans, again, not into myself, but common sense, things I see, things I hear. It's right in front of your face. It's not a foreign power doing this to us. It's not an invisible enemy stealing away our God-given rights now, is it, Americans? No! It's right in front of our faces as to who the responsible party is. And how many times do politicians need to lie, Americans, before you finally figure out that you are being lied to? The audacity of the American people to sit back and act like Anthony Fauci, who's being compared by doctors all over the world as a Mengele, or Mengele, whatever you want to say or how you want to pronounce it, it's applicable all over the country and world, the angel of death. He's being equated to the angel of death in the American people by doctors. The American people are still trying to figure out if he's telling us the truth. And then we had the WHO yesterday tell us, who's not a doctor, who calls himself a doctor. He's not an accredited doctor. He's tear-tied, and he tells us the truth in his confusion, and he tells us they're giving booster shots to children across the world. They're killing children, he said. He said it. How many of these politicians have been busted mandating what they themselves don't practice what they preach? Matthew 23, verse 3. And yet the American people have the audacity to sit back and ask, you know what, it's just an excuse. That's all it is. You know, Anthony might be right. You know, I'm confused. I don't know. Listen, in these times, there's absolutely no reason why anybody's confused about what's going on. We have enough information to take every single one of them, from the mayors to the governors to the city boards to the president of the United States, both present and past, and every single one of the heads of the CDC, the WHO, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, this world conspiracy, and throw every one of them into a court and indict them and charge them properly. There's no excuse as to why the people, you know, I did an article the other day, and it was about how people were equating that of Anthony Fauci to Mengele. And I wrote, like a good Nazi, Anthony Fauci plays the victim. Now he's accusing others of what he's guilty of. That's what you're allowing these people to do. And then the people sit back and let them set the next narrative to take another shot at them. Never seen anything so ignorant in all of my life. Justice guards our liberties, friends, not our excuses. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, so here again, and I've explained this a million times, 1-866-582-9933. I'm on all these social media platforms, and I get all these questions, 1-866-582-9933. There's 154 cities that are listening, friends. I don't have time to read them all off. Let others know what's going on in your hearts and in your minds. Encourage other people to let them know that you're in the fight, okay? Tim Brown just sent something over to me, and I had to make a couple points here. But I just had a lady, it's a video from New York, and it's Nazi cop stomps on American flag while depriving unvaxxed from eating. Folks, this has gone too far. I'm really curious as to what language some of these police officers, these agents of the state, speak, because I have a really hard time believing that an American could do what I'm about ready to show you right now. And this is a cop, a police officer, an agent of the state, pushing forth the unlawful orders of the tyrant there that sits there in the government center, in the governor's office, who sits incumbent right now, and he's doing her biddings. And I want you to watch carefully as to what Tim Brown just showed me. Watch what he does. Those said police officers are agents of the state. These are not police officers, friend. Okay, look what she's doing. She's walking on the flag.
I got the flag.
Look at the police officer does, friends. I have a hard time believing people are just going to go along with this and act like this isn't happening in America, but they are. These are not police officers. Let me reiterate the point, friends. These are agents of the state. They're putting themselves in a very dangerous position because they are enacting unlawful, unconstitutional mandates, which means they are criminals in the sight of law. For anybody to go in and act as a police officer and act in such a fashion, and then just take the American flag, throw it on the ground and step on it, wipe it into the floor, are you going to tell me that this is Americanism, friends? No. It is not in any sense of the word. Now, I need to get over to this because you need to see this. And this is a brand new article I just did. By the way, if I could really quick, one of the things I was bringing up during not this break, but the break before the last one, I was highlighting the fact that Scripture tells us that in a situation that we're in today, we're to take it to the Lord because it's the Lord's business. It tells us in Acts 10:38 that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And then he tells the Christians that you are to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Okay? And I want to say this. It's, what part didn't you understand? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, said King David, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, disease. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, for the arrow that flieth by the day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 shall fall at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee, is what Scripture says. Okay, that's what the word says. Either you're a believer or you're not. Okay, one more point. Someone just asked me, so Bradley, and I need to throw this in here because this is one of those things that I continuously go back and reiterate the point. Bradley, what do you think about Ben Carson? He's probably a nice guy. He's probably a really super cool guy. But let me ask you the question so you can judge for yourselves according to Scripture, according to righteous judgment that Jesus talked about. Okay? How is he a threat to the establishment? I'm asking the question. I'm asking you a question to your question. How is he a threat to the establishment? He's not. So now let me ask you the question. What do you think of Ben Carson? What do you think about all of these individuals that have been put up in favorable by the mainstream media, even on the outside of their circle, that are no threat to the establishment? What's their fruit? There isn't any. The only thing they're doing is telling you everything that's wrong. Yet they're making millions of dollars of doing it off the stupidity of the people that watch and listen to them. Okay? What's the fruit? Answer the question. There's your answer. It's right there in front of your face. They're called controlled opposition. They're not a threat to the establishment. They'll put them up in a favorable light. Inadvertently or advertently. Maybe they don't even know. Okay? Probably a super cool guy. I bet all of them are pretty cool guys. But they're ignorant of the Word of God, number one. And they're ignorant of our history. They're also ignorant of the U.S. Constitution to tolerate what it is that they see today, because if they knew their history and they knew the Constitution, which is predicated and set upon the Word of God, they wouldn't tolerate what they're seeing today. Romans 12:21. Now, let me go on here. I need to get to the main topic. Adding more insult to more injuries, politicians have stock in the plandemic into Big Pharma. This should all make sense now as to why it hasn't stopped. Doesn't it seem a little hypocritical that Congress, the legislative branch, the judicial branch, the White House staff, the CDC employees, the FDA employees, Pfizer employees, Moderna employees, even the CEO, by the way, got a video up here for you to watch, and illegal aliens have no unlawful mandates, and I said yes, illegal aliens have no unlawful mandates put on them, but they want people to ignore the fact by blindly following their misleadings. Isn't it interesting how it applies to us, but it doesn't apply to those that are in alliance with them? Isaiah 28, verse 18. It should bother everybody here. Health Impact News just reported Republicans opposing vaccine mandates. You know, all of those good guys that we were just talking about a moment ago? Are they a threat to the establishment? Let me take it a step further. Not only are they not a threat to the establishment, but we're finding out that they are part of the problem. Friends, when you look at what the fruit is of the left, you need to keep in mind the responsible party is the right. Okay? The left is the fruit of the right, because if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. But the guys that are being put up in front of your faces as the good guys, guess what? They have stock in Pfizer. They have stock in Moderna, in J&J. A recent report published by Business Insider reveals that many Republican lawmakers who state that they oppose vaccine mandates actually own stock in the pharmaceutical companies producing the vaccines and are profiting from them. Of course, it doesn't get any more clear than that for you, friends. You're in the position that you're in today because of the compromises of the good guys that you put your trust in. Okay? I could stop right there. Enough said. Let me go down and name some of them. Vivian Scott, the wife of Rep. Austin Scott, traded up to $50,000 worth on Johnson & Johnson, and on two occasions this year. Austin Scott has bashed President Joe Biden's workplace vaccine mandates, but stressed that he supports vaccines, particularly given that he has had COVID-19 in 2020 and spent several days in the hospital on oxygen. I would question everything you just heard concerning him being in the hospital. Congressman Scott and his wife own stocks like millions of American families do, and they follow all laws on trading, Scott's spokesperson and woman said. That's what they told the insider. Brooks of Alabama sold up to $50,000 worth of Pfizer in 2021. They own stock. Martha Brooks, the congressman's wife, told Insider that she handled all the family stock investments. Folks, they're guilty of it. Here's another one for you. The one that they're putting up as a hero to the people. And I told you what that of the head of the Mason said, Albert Pike, when the people need a hero, we will deliver one up. You ready for this? Marjorie Taylor Greene, the one that claims and puts herself up to be as one that's fighting for the people, has found she's a Republican from Georgia who has decried vaccine Nazis, right? Pay attention to what they do, not what they say, and boasted about not getting vaccinated against COVID-19. She knows it's a fraud. Reported owning stock in COVID-19 vaccine makers during 2020, including Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, according to a financial disclosure she submitted in August. Do I need to go to Donald Trump, who is now accusing, friends, who is now accusing and attacking his own supporters for not going along to get along? Doesn't anybody think that's kind of odd? Matter of fact, Trump attacks his own supporters for not endorsing his COVID-19 vaccines. He's surprised, man. How come they're not bowing down? Why are they beginning to boo me now? Folks, I'm trying to wake you up. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.